Unit 48, Revision Unit. Speaking and listening. Introduction. Now, if your glasses are full, Mr. Jones would like to say a few words.
Thank you, Angela. Or, as we say in Japanese, arigato, Angela.
Oh.
Yes, I'd like to say a few words about Mr. Smith. About Horace. Now, as you all know, Mr. Smith, Horace, is leaving us today.
Shame, shame.
He's been with us here at Sunshine Travel for 15 years.
Oh, too long.
And today he's leaving us. I think he's had the most difficult job here at,
At Sunshine Travel?
Yes, at Sunshine Travel. Thank you, Angela. Or as we say in Japanese, arigato, Angela. Yes. I think Mr. Smith, Horace, has had the most difficult job here at Sunshine Travel. Certainly the most complicated job. I've never understood his computers, but they've been very useful. Now, if we aren't making any money, we know exactly how much money we aren't making. Mr. Smith, Horace, will be taking a short holiday. Then he'll be joining the staff at the North London Polytechnic, where he'll be teaching computer studies. His assistant, Angela, will be taking his place here. I'm sure Mr. Smith...
Horace.
I'm sure Horace will be popular with his students, and we hope he'll be happy in his new job. Horace, we're sorry that you're leaving us, but good luck with all your future activities.
Oh, good luck.
Warnings and advice. Revision.
Listen. Listen and answer. Do you think I should stop smoking?
I'm learning Japanese. Do you think I should practice every day?
I'm coming to your town soon. What should I visit? Can you recommend a good hotel? Can you recommend a good restaurant? What should I eat?
Certainty and uncertainty. Revision.
Listen.
Who knows where we'll be a year or two from now? We might stay together or we might part. Nothing lasts forever, it won't break my heart. Who knows, we might even make a new start a year or two from now. Look into your crystal ball. Tell me what you see. Does the future have in it a place for you and me?
Listen and repeat.
Definitely. Probably. Possibly. Definitely not.
Listen and answer definitely, probably, possibly, or definitely not.
Do you think it'll rain tomorrow? Do you think it'll be fine tomorrow? Are you going to have a holiday next year?
Future events and activities. Revision.
Listen. Listen and answer.
Where will you be tomorrow morning at 10:30? What will you be doing tomorrow morning at 10:30? Will you be at home tomorrow evening? Will you be at home next weekend?
Song.
Goodbye, First Love, sung by David Essex.
Goodbye, first love. I don't think that I'll be sleeping much tonight. First love. Goodbye, and as the years fly by, I will still remember. Goodbye, first love. Now you tell me that you're leaving. No blame. And though my life will lose its colors, the grays will stay the same. The grays will stay the same. Goodbye. Remember, goodbye, first.
Written English.
Dictation. First, listen to these proverbs. Don't write anything.
Time is money.
Tomorrow is another day.
No news is good news.
The best things in life are free.
There's no place like home.
Tomorrow never comes.
Bad news travels fast.
What will be, will be.
Lucky at cards, unlucky in love.
Better late than never.
You can't make an omelette without breaking eggs.
All good things must come to an end.
Now listen again and write the proverbs.
Time is money.
Tomorrow is another day.
No news is good news.
The best things in life are free.
There's no place like home.
Tomorrow never comes.
Bad news travels fast.
What will be, will be.
Lucky at cards, unlucky in love.
Better late than never.
You can't make an omelette without breaking eggs.
All good things must come to an end.
Synopsis.
Dialogue.
Thank you. Well, you know the old proverb, all good things must come to an end. I've been very happy here, and I'll be sorry to leave. But there's another old proverb, life begins at 40. So I'm now only 3 years old. I'm full of energy, and I'm looking forward to my new job. It's very nice to see you all here on my last day in my old job. Thank you all very much.
Mr. Jones.
What?
The present.
What?
The present.
Oh, yes. thank you, Angela. Or as we say in Japanese, arigatou, Angela. Horace, I'd just like to say a few more words. Nearly everybody is here today. A few people aren't here. Anna's in Sweden, for example, but nearly everybody is here, so that's, very good. We would like you to accept this small gift.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
We are saying thank you to you for all your hard work. Thank you. Or as we say in Japanese... I've forgotten it.
Arigato.
Arigato.
Thank you.